Welcome to The Creative Shift. My name is Dan Blank, author of the book Be the Gateway and founder of WeGrowMedia.com. So the name of this podcast is The Creative Shift. And something I've been thinking a lot about this week is how every single one of us are now in the middle of a creative shift, whether we knew it or not, whether we like it or not. And for many of us, this creative shift is unexpected, perhaps, from the one that you thought that you were making. And what I'm looking at is the incredible amount of stress and anxiety and fear and real life repercussions that are happening all around us. And I'm also looking at the new spaces that are creating up, that are being created, that are opening up. And some of this is what we're seeing with famous performers and artists and creators who are stuck home. And they are now doing live streams, talking with people, teaching people, creating with people, performing for people. And it's an interesting thing because that opportunity existed a week ago, a year ago, 3 years ago. And now we're able to embrace that sense of connection, that sense of performance in a different way that before we otherwise ignored because we were able to connect in real life. We were able to go on tour or show up to a bookstore. As I think about the work that I do with writers, this work of really meaningfully connecting what you create and why into people's lives, something I always think a lot about, but especially this week, is that idea of what is the transformation that your work promises. And I think this applies equally to someone who is working in a nonfiction space where you're teaching, you're helping. It's such a clear A to B type of a thing. I think it's as applicable to someone who writes fiction or poetry or memoir, where through your story, through the characters, through the art, through the music, through the performance, you are hoping that there's a little transformation that happens. And sometimes we justify this away as, gosh, I just want to entertain people. And I'm generally okay with that, sort of. But I think that in that entertaining is a transformation. It is giving someone hope. It is taking them away from their fear for a moment. It is showing them a new way to look at the world, or sometimes more importantly, a new way to look at themselves or at those around them. Something I'm really immersed in right now is that idea of how can you live and share your transformation right now in this moment? And what would that look like? So typically, you know, with the work that I do with writers and with creators, it is helping them to get more clarity with what they create so that they can not only create that work, but finish it, to connect it with real people in meaningful ways, of making it something that is bigger than this, than just the individual parts. It's not just about launching a book. It's not just about doing a podcast or newsletter. It is about the relationship that we have with each other and with these ideas and with our possibilities that I'm always thinking about. And now with everyone at home, we're confronted with this idea of we have more time on our hands than we might know what to do with, even though a lot of that time is being filled for meaningful things, such as being concerned for yourself and for your family and for your friends and your community and your country and the world and what have you. But I think it does force a confrontation of what is that transformation that our creative work hopes to bring to people, and how can I live that? How can I create an experience around that right now? And that's different for everyone. That could be you embracing your craft, you physically making more time now to write, to paint, to learn an instrument, to make music, to find a way to share a performance online, if that's what you do. A lot of the excuses that we had weeks ago, which were very good excuses, you have a job, you've got places to be, there's so much going on, those excuses have changed. And again, we are in an extraordinarily serious place right now. People are home, but they're not idle. Their time is not empty. In fact, people are more thinking about those around them, trying to care, trying to support. But I do think that because we're more likely to be in one place for quite a while, it does encourage you to think about how will you show up to your craft? How will you make your ideas reality? And some of that could just be the practice of creating or clarifying what you want to create. And this is something I've thought tons about in general, but also with everything going on around us. How am I making time to create? How can I really put something together that is going to move people, is going to help people? I think that this also relates to our ability to finish, our ability to publish, to really connect. And that can be in a big way, such as you saying, I'm going to finish a book. I'm going to finish a song. I'm going to finish a new work of art. And it can be a smaller way. It can be these ways of what can I share right now on a social media channel or in an essay or in a newsletter or in a video. Another thing that is really important is something that I talk about a lot. This phrase that I use, human-centered marketing. And what I mean by that is that all marketing is built on this real, meaningful connections between human beings. And right now, the world looks different because we don't see as many other human beings. We don't see them gathered. We have fewer opportunities that we might have had a week ago to connect or go to places. But there's also another way to view that, which is we know where everyone is. We know that they're home. We know that if we email them or call them or text them or message them, we know that for the most part, they are around. It does not mean that they're not dealing with something critically important in their life. They, of course, might be. People are going through a lot of hardships right now, and you don't always know what that is. And many, if not most, other people are concerned and caring for that. But those people have space in their mind to ideally want to create more connections or deepen the connections they have with other people. This is a wonderful opportunity to reach out and say something nice, to connect with that other writer or reader or performer or whoever inspires you, and just make their day. Send them a nice email. Create a connection. And if you're sheepish about doing that on a one-to-one level for any reason, you do have that ability to celebrate their work publicly, of talking about their book on social media, of writing an essay about that person. And this is always something that I think a lot about, is that this is a magical gift that any of us can give another human being at any time. And we often get so wrapped up in the genuine busyness of our lives that we find less time for that as normal. And already what is inspiring me this week is the people I see that are reaching out to others, checking in on them, again, sharing a live stream, doing a video, putting something else out there that celebrates what you care about. And going back to how I started this, what celebrates the transformation that you promise in your work? What is that? Likewise, this is another opportunity to learn more about your craft and your audience. A lot of people that I speak to who are, let's say, writers, they will bemoan the fact that they don't really have a lot of time to read in their genre or their topic. They say, well, I feel bad about this, but you know, I don't really read in my other, in my genre, because I'm so busy. I've got, you know, a job and all these things. If we have more downtime, and I know that's an if for people, I'm not assuming that, it does give an opportunity to immerse yourself in that craft, to immerse yourself in creative work that inspires you, to perhaps read more books or experience whatever art drives you. And I think something I'm giving a lot of consideration to is the specificity of this. What is the transformation that I hope to experience for myself? And that is encouraging me to be really specific about that. I started a new fitness routine at the end of last year, and even though every single thing about my routine and even my mental state is changed now, I'm reflecting on that, of that physical health is always important. I want to do anything I can to keep that. The same thing with my diet. The same thing with mental health. I've been reaching out to more people as things become more uncertain, and every day seems a little bit different than the last. That helps ground me. It helps me connect and strengthen these connections to those around me. I am absolutely so excited about reaching out to other inspiring creators who I would love to meet and talk to. So I have a podcast. You're listening to it right now, where I am emailing more and more people who I would love to interview, to learn more about, to share their story. And that's a big focus. I'm putting in more time and energy to my next book. I was already doing that before, but just this morning I did way, way, way more on it than I initially thought possible. I'm looking at how I can really double down on how that book can help people, not just the book itself. I'm thinking about what can I do this summer and this spring that would genuinely help people aligned to what the book does. And I am inspired by the generosity of those around us, people who I see doing these live streams. I watched one from Chris Martin from Coldplay earlier. I think a lot of us have seen the drawing lessons with Mo Willems. In my newsletter last week, I mentioned my friend Lori Richmond, who is doing this series of art that she's sending to people, this free series of art. My friend Jenny Nash has made some of her programs free to people. And that is a wonderful challenge, because with each of those people, they are thinking about the transformation that their work promises. If you're a fan of Coldplay, to go on to Instagram or whatever channel he was using and you see him engaging with fans and singing requests. If you've ever read a Mo Willems book and you love his work, to see him answer questions and show you how to draw something. If you're a fan of Jenny Nash and you like her thing, and you know you can now take one of her programs that before you didn't have time or the money or the energy for. These are ways of experiencing that transformation that comes with art, that comes with writing. And something I'm thinking a lot about as things seem more and more disorganized, organized differently than they used to be, and that keeps changing really seemingly hour by hour. Internally, I'm doing a lot of work to stay organized, to not lose focus of the core things that I want to create, that I want to help people with, that I want to connect with people with, the people that truly inspire me. And that's what this podcast is always about. And quite frankly, it's what all of my work is about. It's why I work with writers and creators. It means that every time I get on the phone or an email or a message, I'm talking to someone who has a creative vision, someone who is hoping to fulfill that vision, to share it, and to connect it with other people. And again, this is not just about a product in the marketplace, although that's a part of it. I grew up as the art kid, and all of my friends my whole life have been the performers and the photographers and the illustrators and the dancers and the poets. And I've always seen that work not as them creating an object, but living a lifestyle, surrounding themselves with people who they are learning from, they're experiencing with. And I think that a core part of what it means to create art is that art is not fulfilled until you see someone experience that art. Because what happens is you as the creator put all of your experience and all of your craft into creating something. You're putting into words or visuals or performance or music the best expression of an idea as you can. And when someone experiences that, they bring their life experience and they translate it differently than you mean. And that is a beautiful and magical thing. And to me, that is where art becomes this effervescent thing that you can never fully understand. It is where someone hears a song and they're pulling in their life experience along with what the musician created. And the same with books and everything that we create. So this is just what I've been thinking a lot about this week. And I want to encourage you to think about what is that transformation that your creative vision hopes to have in the life of someone else? And are there any small ways that you can help people experience that now? And it might be a tiny way that you reach out or something you create or something you share online, or it might be that you have to put that energy into something that will take longer to be fulfilled. It might take, you know, months or years to write a book or create a performance, but it's something I'm thinking a lot about. And the moments that are really giving me pause are when I see these moments of human connection around art all around me now. And by all around me, it's clearly not the in-person way. It's what I'm seeing online, and it's truly inspiring. For all of you listening, thank you for what you create. And that's about it. You can always find me at Dan Blank on social media and my website, wegrowmedia.com. And of course, always feel free to reach out and let me know how I can help you. I'm giving so much thought to it this week, and the more I hear from people, the easier it makes it for me, and quite frankly, the more fulfilling the whole thing feels. So, thank you so much for listening until the end.